Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, March 20th. A mixed finish to the day here after only soybeans and May Chicago wheat were able to hang on to a mid-morning bounce. So let's take a look at corn. We've got May finishing down a half cent, 374 and a half, was about 2 cents higher earlier, bouncing off the 50-day moving average at 373. May is sitting right now at about a 50% retracement from the January 12th low up to the March 2nd high. We've got December also bounced off the 50-day there at 395. So again, a little bit of consolidation after yesterday's sharp sell-off heading into next week's planting intentions and stocks report. USDA this morning announced a sale of 110,000 tons of corn to Peru. Taking a look at wheat, we've got May Chicago finishing up 2.25 cents at 453, about 4.5 cents off earlier highs at 457 and a half. Kansas City May finished down 0.25 cents at 470, about 9 cents off the earlier morning high. In the Kansas City, we're still sitting just above the 100-day moving average at 465 and a quarter, while May Chicago wheat is under all three of the 50, 100, and 200-day moving averages. Again, a negative outlook there as far as the managed money is concerned. May add some fuel to their short position. The next rain in the hard red wheat belt looking out in the 6 to 10-day for the southeastern one-third, and then the forecasts move a little bit drier further out. There's not a lot of agreement on when the next rains may come in after that, but the southwestern corner is still looking fairly dry. Taking a look at beans, we've got May finishing up 5.75 cents at 10.28 and a quarter, just a penny and a half off the highs, with a low of 22 and a quarter. And we've got November finishing up 2.25 cents at 10.25, just a couple of cents off the highs, and finishing about 3.5 cents off the lows there. Private ag consultant has raised their Brazilian bean estimate up to a record 117.3 million metric tons. The USDA still remains at about 113 million metric tons there. Again, all the markets today after an early attempt to possibly a short covering rally after yesterday's big sell-off, consolidating and settling in pretty close to their settlements. Taking a look at outside markets, we've got the dollar finishing up 65 points at 89.98. Crude oil strong, up $1.34 a barrel at 63.40. Dow Jones recovering a bit, up about 125 points. We've got gold lower on the day, down $7.60 an ounce at $1,310.20 an ounce. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.